Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. 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 Toda Abba Yah, for blessing us this day, Father. Thank you, Yahushua, Father. For Yahushua, Father, for being that good shepherd that looks after the flock. We ask now, Father, that on this Shabbat day, Father, that you be sanctified, that you be glorified, Father, and that the honor that you deserve, Father, be bestowed unto you. We thank you, Father, for guiding us through this troubling week. We ask you, Father, that you uplift us, Father. You continue to lead us and guide us, Father, through all our trials and tribulations, Father. We thank you, Father, for being merciful unto us, Father. We thank you for your Son, Yahushua, Father. And we just ask now that your Spirit be amongst us on this Shabbat day, Father, as we talk about your word, Father. In Yahushua's name, I pray. Amen. Blessed are you, Yahushua, Almighty One, King of the universe, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed are you, Yahushua, who chooses the Torah, Moshe his servant, Yisrael his nation, and the prophets of truth and righteousness. Amen. Shabbat Shalom, family. It's your brother Ahab Al with Kol Elohim, Blog Talk Kol Elohim, study to show thyself approved unto Yahweh, a workman that be not ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And as we embark upon this journey today, I just ask Abba Yah again to speak and to give your son, your child, your children the words of edification that they need, that I need, in order, Father, to be a good son and for us to be good sons and daughters. So, family, without further ado, let's get into the word of Yahweh. So the title of today's lesson, family, is, again, Back to Basics. Because that's what Abba told Ahab that he needs to do. Get back to basics. You know, the last time I was teaching on the Shabbat day for the Torah portion, you know, I had to be fact-checked on something. And one of the things that Abba helped me realize at that time, and all praise, glory, and honor to him for his correction, you know, the Rabbi Yakel had to share with me in the middle of the teaching, hey, hold up, brother, you know, Aki, you know, something that you were teaching was off. And the last thing that Ahab ever wants to do is lead any of my brothers, sisters, friends, family, anyone astray, even in the most minute thing. But hallelujah that Abba has placed me in a place among brothers and sisters and a leader who is after Abba's own heart and immediately was able to recognize the error and correct it. Hallelujah for that. So one of the things that Abba had to tell Ahab, look here, son, slow down. Take it easy. There's a whole lot of word to be talked about. And, you know, and I'm reflecting on Gershom Ben Daniel. I know y'all hear us talk about him a lot, but the man had a great influence on our lives as young men to help build a strong foundation in that word. And as my brother mentioned that last night, you know, about the meat of that word. And I remember oftentimes as we were sitting down, you know, listening to him teaching, and he would pose a question to us. And of course, you know, our minds would go to the sun, the moon, and the stars. And, you know, we would start answering the questions, each one of us individually. We go, okay, yeah, good son, good. Oh, yeah, good son. Oh, yeah, good answer, son. Maybe it was wrong. No, son. And then he would say, okay, y'all, simplicity. That was always his admonition to us. Simplicity, as the title of my brother's lesson or blog talk session is, can it be that simple? And the answer to the question is yes. Simplicity is where it should always start, at the most basic level. You know, one of the things that as we were on this journey and we were going through our quote-unquote Jewish stage and we started to get into certain teachings and certain writings, one of the things that, you know, we came across is that you should not study some of the mystic teachings until you were at least, this is a teaching among Judaism, that you should not study some of those teachings until you are at least 40 years old and very well versed in the foundational principles of the Torah. And the truth of the matter is, the funny part about that is, the admonition is really, in all actuality, to totally stay away from that stuff. Because you never become that well versed in the Torah to master it. This is a continual learning process on just the very basic principles of Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. And no one in their lifetime will ever, quote unquote, get to a point or transcend to a point that you are able to, quote unquote, master the Torah or have such a grand knowledge of the Torah that you can transcend beyond this realm and deal with some of those things. And the truth of the matter is, a lot of that stuff is, in many ways, not even worth the time. Not even worth the time. Because when we think about what Yahushua asked us to do, and that's love Yahweh with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our mind, and to love our brothers as ourselves, until we get to that basic point of existence with one another and with Yah, it makes no sense to study that stuff. What's the point of it? What is the point of it? You know, one of the great things that we learned last Shabbat, which, you know, was an awesome teaching, is when he gave the sun, moon, and stars for signs, for seasons, for days, and for years, the first thing he gave it to us for is just to point us in a direction. And what a revelation that we got last week. Why we even are pointed into the direction of the sun. That was awesome. Awesome revelation. And at the end of the day, it's just a simple task. It's not to know, even though, yes, we did learn in the book of Enoch how these things work. But beyond really understanding how they work, what's the point? Does it lead us to salvation? Does it lead us to a closer relationship? Does it make us a better brother or sister? Because if it doesn't, then it's just for selfish gain and for selfish knowledge. And if you don't believe me, well, hear the word of Yahweh. So without further ado, that's where we shall go. You know, because at the end of the day, what is it all for? What? Why are we here? What do we live for? What is the purpose of our existence? What is the purpose of Abba calling us out and giving us such a beautiful gift that is to know his son, have a relationship with his son, and ultimately to get the grand prize, to meet that mark, where we become one in existence with our Father, our Heavenly Father, who at this point, there's only one entity that has that close of a relationship, and that is Yahushua HaMashiach, the High Priest, the only one who goes into the Holy of Holies, who goes into that chamber where the true mercy seat dwells. He is allowing us to have that relationship with Yah through him. Word. Show us the Father. Hold up. This entire time that I've been with you, you haven't seen the Father? So you cannot see the Father if you cannot see Yahushua. So you must first be able to have a proper relationship as dictated to us by Yahushua before you can have a relationship with the Father. Yes, excuse me. I did say without further ado, forgive me. So, first reading will be from the book of Deuteronomy, family, starting at chapter 30 and verse 1. And it shall come to pass when all these things are come upon thee, the blessing and the curse, which I have set before thee, and thou shalt call them to mind among all the nations whither Yahweh thy Elohim hath driven thee, and shalt return unto Yahweh thy Elohim, and shalt obey his voice according to all that I command thee this day, thou and thy children, with all thine heart and with all thy soul, that then Yahweh thy Elohim will turn thy captivity and have compassion upon thee, and will return and gather thee from all the nations whither Yahweh thy Elohim hath scattered thee. If any of thine be driven out unto the outmost parts of heaven, from thence will Yahweh thy Elohim gather thee, and from thence will he fetch thee. And Yahweh thy Elohim will bring thee into the land which thy fathers possessed, and thou shalt possess it. And he will do thee good and multiply thee above thy fathers. If we're not existing in this as Israel, the question is why? And the answer is here. Simplicity. 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 30:6. And Yahweh thy Elohim will circumcise thine heart and the heart of thy seed to love Yahweh thy Elohim with all thine heart and with all thy soul, that thou mayest live. And Yahweh thy Elohim will put all these curses upon thine enemies and on them that hate thee, which persecuted thee. And thou shalt return and obey the voice of Yahweh, and do all his commandments, which I command thee this day. And Yahweh thy Elohim will make thee plenteous in every work of thine hand, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy land for good. For Yahweh will again rejoice over thee for good, as he rejoiced over thy fathers. If thou shalt hearken unto the voice of Yahweh thy Elohim to keep his commandments and his statutes, which are written in this book of the Torah, the law, and if thou turn unto Yahweh thy Elohim with all thine heart and with all thy soul. He keeps repeating it. He keeps repeating it because he needs Israel to understand. You've got to put your all into this. He desires for Israel, his people, his children. The same way they devote themselves to anything, whether it's athletics, whether it's music, whether it's art, whether it is to learning, that this should be the first and foremost thing in every one of his people's mind. But how many of us do this? How many of us are doing this? Or are we seeking it in other ways? But this is what Abba is asking us to do. This is his desire for us, that our soul continually yearn for this relationship with him. Deuteronomy 30:11. For this commandment which I command thee this day, it is not hidden from thee, neither is it far off. It is not in heaven, that thou shouldest say, who shall go up for us to heaven and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it. He been there and done that. Because remember now, what is Deuteronomy? Deuteronomy are the words of Moshe. This is what he is espousing. This is what he is expanding upon to give to Israel. These are Moses' words. 30:12. It is not in heaven, that thou shouldest say, who shall go up for us to heaven and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it? Neither is it beyond the sea, that thou shouldest say, who shall go over the sea for us and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it? But the word is very nigh unto thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart, that thou mayest do it. See, I have set before thee this day life and good, and death and evil. And that I command thee this day to love Yahweh thy Elohim, to walk in his ways and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply. And Yahweh thy Elohim shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. But if thine heart turn away, so that thou wilt not hear, but shalt be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I denounce unto you this day that ye shall surely perish, and that ye shall not prolong your days upon the land whither thou passest over Jordan to go to possess it. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that thou both and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love Yahweh, thy Elohim, that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which Yahweh sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them. And guess what? We are not in the land. So therefore, we failed at loving Yahweh. Simple as that. We failed at loving Yahweh. There's no way to sugarcoat it. There's no way to go around. There's no ifs, ands, or buts, and in between. We, as Israel, as his chosen one, as his nation, have failed at loving Yahweh. And that should be the focal point of correcting our ways. See, everything else in your life, once you are called out and once you are chosen by Yahushua himself to have this relationship with him, Yahushua, the first thing should be, how do I show my love to Yahweh? And once you get that, then everything else should fall in line. Because if you have a good relationship with Yahweh, there should be no problem with you and anyone else. Whether brother, whether sister, whether husband, whether wife, whether it's your pet parakeet. If you love Yahweh, that force, that thing that drives you should be so powerful that everyone else in your atmosphere should feel it. But of course, we're human. We are flesh. So we fall short. And that is why we have that advocate. That is why we have Yahushua HaMashiach, to help us through those troubling times. Deuteronomy 31:1. And Moshe went and spake these words unto all Israel. And he said unto them, I am 120 years old this day. I can go no more. I can no more go out and come in. Also, Yahweh hath said unto me that thou shalt not go over this Jordan. And Yahweh the Elohim, he will go over before thee, and he will destroy these nations from before thee, and thou shalt possess them. And Yahushua, he shall go over before thee, as Yahweh hath said. And Yahweh shall do unto them as he did to Sihon and to Og, kings of the Amorites, and unto the land of them whom he destroyed. And Yahweh shall give them up before your face, that ye may do unto them according to all the commands which I have commanded you. Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For Yahweh thy Elohim, he is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. And Moshe called unto Yahushua and said unto him in the sight of all Israel, be strong and of a good courage. For thou must go with this people unto the land which Yahweh has sworn unto their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. Who? Yahushua. And Yahweh, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. 31:9. And Moshe wrote this Torah and delivered it unto the priests, the sons of Levi, which bear the ark of the covenant of Yahweh, and unto all the elders of Yisrael. And Moshe commanded them, saying, at the end of every 7 years, and the solemnity of the year of release, and the Feast of Tabernacles, when all Israel is come to appear before Yahweh thy Elohim in the place which he shall choose, thou shalt read this Torah before all Israel in their hearing. Now, before we go off on this tangent, doesn't mean that we have to go all the way over to Yerushalayim, to Jerusalem. That's not what he's saying. This is why he even put the clause in the place which he shall choose. He already said he's going to scatter us, that we would be scattered because of our disobedience. He already said that. He already knew the land would be desolate of his people. So before that seed gets planted, that is not what this is saying, and this is not what Ahab is saying. Yes, we still keep the Feast of Tabernacles, but we keep it in the land in which we are dwelling. Doesn't mean we have to make this trek over to a land that, first of all, is filled with all sorts of abominations. It's not going to get us any closer to Yahweh. It's not going to get us any closer to him. Not at all. It has nothing to do with a piece of property, a piece of real estate. It has nothing to do with that. Because, first of all, he said, circumcise your heart. So even the physical circumcision, it's not about that. So before we get off into that tangent, let's stop right there. Pump the brakes on that. I'm not spending $3,000 plus just for a flight on El Al to go all the way over to a land that has the biggest gay pride parade on the planet. You think Yahweh is in that? Absolutely not. To do that, go ahead, spend your money. Just know and understand, that's all you're doing is spending money. It ain't making you no closer to Yahweh. But anyway, 31:11. When all Israel has come to appear before Yahweh thy Elohim in the place which he shall choose, thou shalt read this Torah before all Israel in their hearing. Gather the people together, men and women and children, and thy stranger that is within thy gates, that they may hear and that they may learn, and fear, reverence, Yirah, Yahweh, your Elohim, and observe to do all the words of this Torah, and that their children, which have not known anything, may hear, and learn to fear, reverence, Yirah, Yahweh thy Elohim, as long as ye live in the land whither ye go over Jordan to possess it. Guess what? We ain't in the land over Jordan, and we ain't possessing it no more because we done messed up. 31:14. And Yahweh said unto Moshe, behold, thy days approach that thou must die. Call Yahushua and present yourselves in the tabernacle of the congregation that I may give him a charge. And Moshe and Yahushua went and presented themselves in the tabernacle of the congregation. And Yahweh appeared in the tabernacle in a pillar of a cloud, and the pillar of the cloud stood over the door of the tabernacle. And Yahweh said unto Moshe, behold, thou shalt sleep with thy father, and this place will rise up and go a whoring after the gods of the strangers of the land, whither they go to be among them, and will forsake me and break my covenant which I have made with them. So what we see in the land right now, that is over there, is exactly what was in the land prior to Yisrael possessing it after Yahweh destroyed all of the inhabitants of that land. Yisrael, by their failure to be obedient and to love Yahweh, has allowed now that land to be overrun by idolatry again. And that's what's in that land. 31:17. Then my anger shall be kindled against them in that day, and I will forsake them, and I will hide my face from them, and they shall be devoured, and many evils and troubles shall befall them, so that they will say in that day, are not these evils come upon us because our mighty one is not amongst us? Who is saying that? Who among all these neo-black revolutionaries is actually saying that? No, they're into the flat earth theory. They're into all this other TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube garbage. That's what they're into. Nobody is truly seeking to have this relationship, the Almighty One. No, everybody is just lusting after knowledge, lusting after. You know what it is? Everybody has these itching ears. I got to hear what's deep. I got to hear what's the next deep thing. I got to hear that. Give me what's deep. Give me what's deep. Not understanding. Simplicity. Can it be that simple? Yes, it can. It's supposed to be simple. It's not supposed to be complicated. What is the greatest commandment of all, Yahushua? He could have easily said, well, we start with the first one. We start, then we go to the second one. Then after we get to the 613th one, then we can have this perfect relationship. He gave us two very simple commandments. Love Yahweh with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy might. And the second one is just like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. But what we're seeing in the world today is a whole bunch of unneighborliness. And you know why? Simple. The relationship with the God of creation is not even a thought in people's minds. All people want now is power. The lust for power. That's all people want. Whether on the left or whether on the right, it's about the power grab. Who's going to be able to impose their will? That's all it's about. That's all it's about. My will over your will. But what about Abba's will? What about Yah's will? What about that? I see why he hid himself from all that crap. Should we pay taxes, Yahushua? You got a denarii? Yeah, of course I do. I got one. Can I see it real quick? Yeah, sure. As a matter of fact, I don't need to see it. You keep it. Flip the coin on over to the face side. Who faces on that coin? Caesar. Okay, well, make sure Caesar get that. Render unto Caesar what is Caesar's. Give to the Romans what belongs to the Romans. But give to Yah what belongs to Yah. That was his statement to them. He ain't trying to get up all caught up in all this political mumbo jumbo. He said, the foxes have holes, the birds have nests, but I came here, I'm homeless. I ain't even got no place to lay my head. He lived with Peter at some time. And then there were times nobody knew where he stayed. Nobody knew where he stayed. He didn't come here to be a permanent resident. And neither should we. We should not be here with the thought in our heart to be permanent residents here. We should be sojourners, sojourning through this land. We should just be passing through. We should have our eyes set towards, I believe, what is it, Kedem, the east. That's what we should have our eyes set to, family. Because as we can see, things are changing. And things are going downhill very fast. But we should not be dismayed by any of it. In all actuality, we should rejoice. Not in the death of anyone. Not in anyone being harmed in any way. But that as these foundations, these principalities and the powers on high in dark, demonic places, as they start to crumble, guess what? The light comes through. Yahushua is sure to come back. That's what we should be rejoicing about. He said there's going to be wars and rumors of wars and all these things taking place. But we should have our hopes and our ambitions and that at some point we see the heavens part like a scroll and we hear the sound of the trump and we see our Savior in his full glory coming back as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That should be our hope. That should be our joy. 31:18. And I will surely hide my face in that day for all the evils which they shall have wrought in that they are turned unto other gods. Now therefore, write ye this song for you and teach it to the children of Israel. Put it in their mouths that this song may be a witness for me against the children of Israel. For when I shall have brought them into the land, which I swear unto their fathers, that floweth with milk and honey, and they shall have eaten and filled themselves and waxed and fat, then will they turn unto other gods and serve them and provoke me and break my covenant. We provoked Yahweh. We upset him. We hurt him. And it shall come to pass when many evils and troubles are befallen them that this song shall testify against them as a witness, for it shall not be forgotten out of the mouth of their seed. For I know their imagination which they go about, even now before I have brought them into the land which I swear. So he knew before he even brought them into the land what they was going to do. Look here, do you know your child? If you got a child, or if you've been involved in raising a child, you know that child. You know more about that child than that child knows their self. You know by a certain look in their face. You know by the sound of their voice. You know by their body posture. Exactly what is going on inside their head, whether they are willing, that child, to admit to that parent at the time what is going on, when hopefully if they have that relationship and that child comes back and says, you know, I was feeling that way that day. But not near one person who has a child, who has raised a child and been involved in the upbringing of a child, whether it is yours or not, knows that child. And Yahweh knows his trons. 31:22. Moshe therefore wrote this song the same day and taught it to the children of Israel. And he gave Yahushua ben Nun a charge and said, be strong and of a good courage. Why he got to be repeating this to him all the time? Woo, because it takes strength and courage to deal with the nation of Israel. You got to be strong and you got to be courageous to deal with some of these hoppers in the nation of Israel. For thou shalt bring the children of Israel into the land which I swear unto them, and I will be with thee. 31:24. And it came to pass when Moshe had made an end of the writing of the words of this Torah in a book until they were finished, that Moshe commanded the Levites, which bear the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh, saying, take this book of the Torah and put it in the side of the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh, your mighty one, and that it may be therefore witness against thee. For I know thy rebellion and thy stiff neck. Behold, while I am yet alive with you this day, ye have been rebellious against Yahweh. And how much more after I die? Gather unto me all the elders of your tribes and your officers, that I may speak these words in their ears, and call heaven and earth to record against them. Do heaven and earth still exist? It sure do. And guess what? They still testify to what we have done to offend the Holy One of Israel. 28. Gather unto me all the elders of your tribes and your officers, that I may speak these words in their ears, in their hearing, and call heaven and earth to record against them. For I know that after my death ye will utterly corrupt yourselves and turn against from the way which I have commanded you, and evil will befall you in the latter days, because ye will do evil in the sight of Yahweh to provoke him to anger through the work of your hands. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, the king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, and to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. To understand a proverb, a pithy maxim, and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings, the fear, reverence, yirah of Yahweh is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instructions. My son, hear the instructions of thy father, and forsake not the Torah of thy mother. For they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy neck, and chains unto thy head, and chains about thy neck. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. Don't listen to sinners. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood, let us lurk privily for the innocent without cause, let us swallow them up alive as the grave, and whole as those that go down into the pit, we will find all precious substance, we shall fill our houses with spoil, cast in thy lot among us, let us all have one purse. My son, walk not thou in the way with them, refrain thy foot from their path, for their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird. And they lay wait for their own blood. They lurk privily for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof. 120. Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gate in the city. She uttereth her words, saying, how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. And when it says simplicity here, it ain't talking about just simple, basic stuff. It's talking about simpleness. Like when you say somebody is simple, meaning they acting foolish, meaning they're doing things that do not profit them. They're doing things that do not gain them. Well, look at our people out there. I don't care if they're a multi-million-dollar athlete, kicking a ball down the field, running for 100 yards, scoring 22 points and a triple-double means nothing to Yahweh. A stolen base in baseball means nothing to Yahweh. Kicking 5 goals in the World Cup means nothing to Yahweh. Being a world-class gymnast means nothing to Yahweh. Being the strongest man in the world means nothing to Yahweh. What means everything to Yahweh is the relationship that he's craving for to have with his people. And that is emulated through brotherly and sisterly love. Those are the things that he's looking for. He wants us to get back to basics, but not back to foolishness. 123, turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you, because I have called and ye refused. I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught all my counsel and with none of my reproof. Meaning he would have none of my reproof. You don't want my correction. You don't want to hear the words of Yahweh. Black people. So listen to what he says. Sounds cruel, but guess what? He's been calling. He's been reaching. He's looking for somebody to answer the call. He's looking for somebody to take hold of his hand. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. I put my hand out there. I called you. You ain't listen. I put my hand out. You ain't take it. So why not? I'm not laughing because I'm taking joy in this. But I want you, it's like when you go, I told you, so I came to you. 127. When your fear cometh as desolation and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me. I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear, reverence, yirah of Yahweh. They would none of my counsel. They would have none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Hallelujah. 2:1. My son, if thou wilt receive my words and hide my commandments within thee, so that thou incline thy ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding, yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as hid, as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear, reverence, yirah of Yahweh, and find the knowledge of the Mighty One. For Yahweh giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the paths of judgment and preserveth the ways of his saints. Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, yea, every good path. When wisdom entereth into thine heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee, to deliver thee from the way of evil and from the man that speaketh froward things, who lead the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice to do evil and delight in the frowardness of the wicked, whose ways are crooked and they froward in their path, to deliver thee from the strange woman, even from the stranger which flattereth with her words, which forsaketh the God of her youth, and forgetteth the covenant of her mighty one. For her house inclineth unto death, and her paths unto the dead. None that go into her return again, neither take they hold of the paths of life, that thou mayest walk in the way of good men, and keep the paths of righteous. For the upright shall dwell in the land, and the perfect shall remain in it. But the wicked shall be cut off from the earth, and the transgressors shall be rooted out of it. Final set of scriptures, family. Going to Ecclesiastes, starting at chapter 12, verses 9 through 14. And moreover, because the preacher was wise, he still taught the people knowledge. Yea, he gave good heed and sought out and set in order many proverbs, many Polyphian maxims. The preacher sought to find out acceptable words, and that which was written was upright, even words of truth. The words of the wise are as goads and as nails fastened by the masters of assemblies, which are given from one shepherd. And further, by these, my son, be admonished. Of making many books, there is no end. And much study is a weariness of the flesh. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Now, I'm going to read this from the King James, but then I'm going to go back and read it again from the TS 2009 because it reads it a little differently. And I like how TS 2009 reads it. Ecclesiastes 12:13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear, reverence, Yirah, the mighty one, and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For the mighty one shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Now, bear with me, family. I'm going to read those last two verses, 12 and 13, in the TS 2009. And it reads, let us hear the conclusion of the entire matter. Fear Elohim and guard his commandments, for this applies to all mankind. Fear Elohim and guard his commandments, for this applies to all mankind. Every single entity that at some point says they believe in the Judeo-Christian God and has hold of the Bible is responsible for reverencing Yahweh, every one of his creation, and following his commands. Every one of his creation. 12:14. For Elohim shall bring every work into right ruling, including all that is hidden, whether good or whether evil. Now, before I conclude, family, my brother, when he was teaching a few weeks back, Brother Deuel kept saying, if you have questions, if you have things that you need clarity on, if anything that is said you do not understand, if anything that has been taught has caused some sort of difficulty for you, please, 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 please reach out to a brother, reach out to a sister. If something was said that may have offended or caused any problem for you, please do what the word of Yah says and talk to that brother. I know I have, on a few occasions, received a text from a brother for something that I may have said, and a sister, for something that I may have said that was misunderstood and or in error. And hallelujah for each one that has done that. And there have been several. Please, family, don't kick us to the curb. Talk to us. Reach out to us. Help us. You know, I know one brother who will always pose a question when we were back in the room. Always, and it would lead to lively debate. And that's what we are supposed to do. If you love the brother, if you love Yah, do that. But don't walk away. Please, reach out. Help us. We may need the help. We are not perfect. Aha! Y'all who know me and been walking with me, my friends that been around since the early 90s, y'all know I am far from perfect. I am flawed beyond compare. But you know what? I pray to Yahweh that I will always continue to have. Each one of y'all is my family. Each one of y'all who continue to love me. Despite the trials and tribulations I put you through individually. Told I for that. So let's continue to walk in that love. And to the newer brothers and sisters, if Ahab does anything to hurt, offend, or otherwise, anything that may be misunderstood or misspoken, sometimes in my zeal and in my passion and in my fire, holler at me. Give me a text. Give me a call. Give me and my fellow brothers, all of us, the benefit of the doubt, and the sisters. And with that, I say shalom, family. Shabbat shalom. Hallelujah. Blessed are you, Yahushua, King of the universe, Rock of all eternities, righteous in all generations, the trustworthy, mighty one who says and does, who speaks and fulfills, all of whose words are true and righteous. Trustworthy are you, Yahushua, our mighty one, and trustworthy are your words. Not one of your words is turned back to its origin unfulfilled. For you are mighty one, trustworthy and compassionate King. Blessed are you, Yahushua, the mighty one who is trustworthy in all his words. Amen. Hallelujah. Toda Abaya for being with your sons and daughters this day. Father, I pray that for all my brothers and sisters and anyone who at some point may stumble across these messages, Father, that it be for the edification of their soul, that it be for the continuing journey that we are all on, Father, to have a closer relationship with you, O Yah. We thank you for you and your son, Yahushua HaMashiach. We thank you for you calling us, for reaching out your hand to us, for beckoning to us, Father, to have a closer relationship with you, Father. And Father, we thank you for your loving kindness and for your tender mercy, Father, for when we go astray, Father. And we just ask that you continue to lead us, to guide us, Father, and first and foremost, and mostly of all, challenge us, Father. Thank you, Father, for your chastising, Father, because we know you chasten us because you love us, Father. And yes, Father, we do go to the right, and we do go to the left, and we do at times go astray, Father. But the good shepherd that you are, Father, you use your shepherd's rod, Father, and you bring us back among the flock and the fold. Father, in Yahushua's name, I pray that you look after us, Father, continually with grace, mercy, kindness, and favor. In Yahushua's name, I pray. Amen.
Royalty, royalty, powers of the chosen people. Bible in my hand, word inside my heart, and pain before my eyes. Broken people wanting to believe in something, looking for a light, trying to find the truth. But we give them doubt, saying we do something we don't. Hurting people, saying we do things that we won't. Wolfing sheep's clothing with a cross on his chest. Taking people money, promising to be blessed. But power to the chosen people, who at one point wasn't viewed as an equal. His own chosen people. your priesthood. Yeah. Yeah, that you've been called out of the darkness into the marvelous light. Do you know who you are? Those things, if you knew you were a queen, and my brother, would you be out there risking your life for green paper? If you knew you had it all already, if you knew you were a king, well, the best I can offer is to tell you the truth. Mercy changed everything for me and you, but they don't really tell us what we do need to know. But 1 Peter 2:6, a blessing for sure. So, power to the chosen people. Who at one point wasn't viewed as an equal, his own chosen people, a royal priesthood. Hey. Say that you were called out of the dark into the marvelous light. Do you know who you are? Royalty. Once we weren't the people,
mercy made us the people.
Now we are the people. Chosen people, royal priesthood. Hey.
Royalty.
Chosen people.